Hello, and welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at whatis.com. We invite you to visit whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. This week, our subject is OPML, or Outline Processor Markup Language. OPML is an XML file format used for creating outlines. As a result of the extensibility of the XML OPML is based upon, OPML has been used to organize many kinds of data, as it may be customized for each application. The format is simple, self-documenting, extensible, and human-readable. OPML is created as a file format for an outliner application, which is why some OPML files may include data concerning size, position, and expansion state of the window that an outline is displayed within. An outliner application is a text editor that gives the user control of the visible level of detail of a textual outline, allowing browsing and reorganization of the content according to its structure. An outline itself, in the context of information technology, is a hierarchy that explains how textual elements relate to each other. OPML allows the user to classify where content should be placed within this hierarchy as it is being created. This feature makes the format extremely useful for the creation of living documents, where relationships and content are continuously updated. The editor for OPML is open source, which has helped to drive both its growth and adoption. Credit for creating the OPML protocol and driving much of its subsequent growth goes to Dave Weiner, the software pioneer instrumental to the creation of XML, RSS 2.0, and many APIs related to web publishing. Dave publishes the popular blog Scripting News, along with organizing the annual BloggerCon blogging conference and numerous other software projects. While OPML continues to be used within Outliner applications, recently it has become quite popular as a format for exchanging subscription lists between RSS feed readers and RSS aggregators. A user can track both his or her own RSS feeds and see who else is subscribing, where they're subscribing from, and what other feeds other subscribers have chosen, expanding, potentially, their own interest groups. Much like HTML, OPML was designed to be quickly understood and applied with a minimum of technical knowledge. As the standard is based upon XML, the technology is application and platform independent and can be adapted for use within academic, scientific, or business contexts. For more information on OPML, including links, visit opml.org or try it out at opmlmanager.com or, of course, visit our definition on whatis.com. This concludes our broadcast. Thank you for listening. To learn more about technology, always be sure to visit whatis.com and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.